Well, welcome everyone to day 21 of our journey together. It's hard to believe that 21 days could go so fast, yet it has. Good morning, Gail and Gregory.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wow, 21 days. Woo!
They do go by fast. They do go by fast. And why don't we just kind of get into our meditation here, and then we'll move forward. And I know that many of you may want to make some comments. The difference in today, something I'm going to do that I have felt compelled to do is when we go into the sound of Vom, I'm going to unmute everybody so we can feel that vibration. So it won't just be me and Gail and Gregory. It'll be everyone that's on the phone. So I think that would be fun. So let's just do this.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for thinking of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we are, 21 days. So let's take a moment and think back to where you were 21 days ago. And remember what your original intent was for this class. What felt different about the way you held that intention before to how you hold that intention now? Do you feel a difference? Do you feel a difference about yourself? And what is distinctive about your energy and your focus in this moment right now? As we complete this class, walking in faith in the principle of abundance is your next step. It means allowing the flow to fuel your life like never before, and always knowing that the true cause of all prosperity is Source. There is no other cause outside of Spirit within. You have raised your capacity to embrace this energy to sustain you, and it centers you from the heart. That's where you're listening from and making the distinctions, recognizing the heart. So let's work with the toroidal flow of energy again to work on integrating the shifts that you've been experiencing. So get into your relaxed position, hands and legs uncrossed, eyes open or closed, and take your heart companion or your eye connect and move it to the crown chakra with the star face toward the top of your head. And breathe in as you open to expanding the energy at the crown so that you can allow that divine spiritual energy to bathe you. And move the heart companion in a spiraling motion, allowing and inviting the energy to circulate through you gently. And as you do that, slowly move the heart companion down the front of your body, continuing to make those spirals so you can feel the toroidal flow. And just notice what you feel and what you see. Just keep on bringing that down until you reach the base. And just take a moment at the base and anchor that energy so it really has come down through all the chakras and roots you at the base, at the root chakra. And then bring the heart companion back up the back side of your body so that the pendant is now with the earth side facing your body. And just slowly allow the drawing up of that energy again up to the top of the head, allowing the toroidal flow of energy to bathe and enliven your body, nourishing every cell, and anchoring you, anchoring all you've taken in over these last 21 days. And notice how easily you are accepting the flow. Just breathe and feel how this sustains your life in connection with Source. And now take the heart companion and rest it at the heart. And feel the energy spiraling and centering you at the heart, awakening any aspects of the heart that have yet to be awakened, helping you listen and hear and move from your heart, live from the heart. And with your breath, expand the inner knowing of the goodness within and the awesome love that you engage with. Take that love in and breathe it in deeply and feel it shift the core of your being that's stabilized now at the heart. And with that, just feel the gratitude. And now we're going to take a deep cleansing breath, and on the out breath, Daniel, you can take everyone off of mute. On the out-breath, as you release the air, allow the sound VAM to resonate through you, and we'll do this together three times. VAM. Body to absorb the blessings and send them out to others and the universe as you are sharing deep gratitude. And now let's make the sound these last three times together, and here we go. Down into your feet, connecting with the earth, allowing the flow to deeply root you into the blessings of Mother Earth and all beings and all life. So be it.
All right. Wow, that was great to hear, everybody. And gosh, I could have swore we had an angel on there. That beautiful angelic voice that we heard during the meditation. Okay, well, we've come to the end of our journey together, but not the end of our work together. It is definitely a space where there's great gratitude and great breakthroughs and great opportunity all at the same time. Day 10, I keep my mind and thoughts off of this world, and I place my entire focus on spirit within as the only cause of my prosperity. I acknowledge the inner presence as the only activity in my financial affairs, as the essence of all things visible. I place my faith in the principle of abundance and action within me. And basically what this is saying very simply is that the world will always be chaotic. It does not mean that I have to be chaotic. The collective consciousness will believe that the world is horrible, or the world is impoverished and in scarcity. But we don't have to believe in that. That's what it means by keeping your mind and thoughts off of this world and focused on the truth of your abundance and prosperity. It's not just during these 21 days that this is true. This is true always. And whether you join us again on another class someday in 2015 or you do not, does not change the truth that you are abundant and you are prosperous. We've gone through the very beginning talking about this lavish and failing abundance, recognizing that it is individualized as me, the reality of me. We've talked about our mind and our heart versus our mind and ego. We've recognized that this inner presence is constantly there. And when I am aware of this powerful energy, I am filled with the light of truth. And we have talked about the inward nature of who we are and what we are, and that just like the rays of the sun are not separate from the sun, nor am I from the love of Source. And then we dug deep a little bit and we recognized that money was not my supply, no person, place, or condition was my supply, and that nothing out there takes precedence over me and my connection to Source. And when I keep my mind, as it says in this statement, off of this world and focused on the truth of my prosperity, which is the cause, then I get to see the truth, experience the truth. And then, of course, we went to that place where we learned that it was not our responsibility to be bringing things into existence, and that if we set an intentionality and we let go of the expectations of the end result, that our responsibility was to let go and let things transpire as they would. All these leading to a transmutation of our beingness. And then, of course, we learned that we are forgiven. And that nothing that I could have possibly done or will do will ever separate me from the love of God. And that we internally need to find that place of self-forgiveness, self-acceptance, and self-love. And only until we do we find that peace and tranquility that is connected to the truth of our inheritance, abundance, and prosperity. And then just like the river that I talked about early on in the class. Where are you today? Where are you in that river? Are you hanging on to the inner tube? Are you outside of the inner tube? Are you just cruising along saying it's okay, no matter what comes, I'm good? Have you dammed up the water so that you're protected from the river of life, yet only recognizing that the walls you have built around your heart to protect yourself have also kept you from the things that you desire? Or maybe you're hanging on to a branch hoping the waters don't get tough. Or maybe, just maybe, some of us may be on the outside of the water, on the bank, just checking everything out. Not recognizing that if we follow the truth, or the truth-isms that Gail and Gregory and myself have shared with you, that you too can be in the flow, that you can be aware and totally fulfilled. And all this to say yes to life today. Say yes. We live in a world conditioned to say no from very little. No, don't touch that. No, you're going to break your neck. No, don't do that. And yet the only way to find this peace and tranquility within us and find our way down that pathway of abundance and prosperity is to say yes. It's to say yes. So here we are 21 days later. Some of you thought you wouldn't make it. Gregory said yesterday this is the first time he's ever done something like this in a while.
Ever.
And we had him writing, and that's not something he likes either. But that's all right. He did it anyway. And that's what this is all about, is doing it anyway. And I'm excited that we've made it to this point. And I want each and every one of you to please continue to tell us as we move forward into other areas of teaching that we feel drawn to do, to either stay connected or let us know via email how things are going in your life. Because we're really excited, because we know that when you use the tools that Gregory and Gail have spent their lifetime developing through their connections to other beings and other energies, and you follow Even one of these statements, you don't even have to follow them all. As a matter of fact, you're only going to retain 10%, which is why most people hang on to money is not my supply, no person, place, or condition is my supply. If you just worked it, that one with these tools, you would find things change drastically in your life. So think about that as we wrap things up on this 21st day. Gregory?
Oh, thank you, Daniel. We are such incredible, incredible beings. And I think these statements are just starting to open us up more and more to how incredible we are. And that we are universal beings that have really manifested here at this time to help so much more go on in shifting this planet than we ever could have imagined. And, you know, what we're doing for ourselves is just the small reflection of who we are on that bigger level that really wants to come through and make a difference in this world. Because we really, you know, have been born into a very, very special time of creation, a time of incredible transmutation. And, you know, what I've talked about earlier, that we're in the time of the Kali Yuga, which is a time and the twilight of it. That means that there's a mixture of dark and light, where some of what isn't serving any human being is still in control, bumping up against that light, that consciousness that's coming in. And what is, you know, on one level, just something that's helping us grow personally, as I was starting to say, is really something much, much bigger. Because as we're encompassing these principles into our life, it becomes more than just our well-being, but it becomes the well-being of so many people that we touch and so many people that we interact with to help shift the balance of light and dark in this world at this time. And the amount of love that we can bring into the world, that's our source of abundance that's spoken about in so many of these statements. And that's what we're really being gifted to bring into the world at this time. A level of love and consciousness that is transformational. It begins by transforming my life individually, and then I see how my life, when I live these principles, when I, you know, incorporate these statements into my daily activities, what starts happening with the other people around me, with what starts happening with potentially the planet shifting over the next, who knows how many decades it's going to take, how many years, but that's beyond what we have to worry about or understand, because, you know, divine power is always fulfilling us moment to moment. Like yesterday in that statement, I'm totally fulfilled. Like, that's end of statement. What more can I say except to be totally fulfilled, and then everything that gets attracted to you. And these are people that are so deserving of our love, so deserving of what it is we've tapped into, that it's really paramount that we keep doing this. I mean, it's like the momentum that has me going is something that I can't ever stop. I mean, this is my life. There's nothing more I could want to do. And, you know, the thought of retirement or age or this or that, you know, it's so far from my reality in understanding that the opportunity that has been placed in front of me is something that I am so, so grateful to recognize. And, you know, all of us, it's just any of the ahas that we've had in these last 21 days to understand how fortunate we are to have ahas when so much of the world is in pain, so much of the world is in difficulty, and to take these ahas and allow them to grow, you know, these seeds that we've planted in the last 21 days, to allow them to grow and start to come into fruition, where we can recognize what's been blocking us and we can let it go. We can recognize what's been motivating us and accept more of it into our hearts. And today, you know, I keep my mind and thoughts off this world. I know in my head so much it wants to spend time thinking about how to fix things or what doesn't work here. But that isn't the place that my consciousness really needs to go. And I recognize that. And remembering some of the things that Daniel's been sharing, that sticks with me. So I remember that. And I remember some of the wonderful words that Gail has shared. And I say, okay, inside my head, this is where I want to go. This is what I want to do. It's choice. We've talked about that so much during these 21 days, that we have choice. And only a being that's moving into more consciousness has choice. Think of how many people that feel they're free in the world and they are not free because they don't realize what's driving them. They don't realize the emotions. They don't realize all the things on the outside, the karma and things that are tripping up their lives. But each of you have heard that truth, that you have a choice, and you constantly can move to that position of strength within you to draw upon that strength and clarity. And, you know, that to me is just an absolute miracle, that human beings that have been stuck in reincarnation after reincarnation for thousands and hundreds of thousands of years sometimes are now starting to break free, because that's the magic of this time and the power of all the different tools we have. Not only our tools I'm talking about, but the tool of this electronic medium that lets us connect and realize that we're not alone and realize that we have each other to draw upon and remember who we truly are. And that love inside is something that any time you would come to Daniel or Gail or I or any of you, you know, recognizing each other again and again, you would see, here's someone that is ready to reflect to you your beauty, your truth, that clear understanding of the value of the divine spirit you are, that is simply clothed in a human body. And so that's the power of this time and the options we have to stay connected and continually rise to a higher level. So thank you for playing with us, and I hope that we can hear from some of you today on what's been going on in your lives, so that we can all feel inspired to keep on doing this more and more and more.
All right. If you have a comment, hit star 2. There have been a couple comments on the web, so I'm going to read those while you guys are deciding if you have something you'd like to share before we wrap things up here today. This comes from Placerville. Good morning. I was so looking forward to being on the call, the last call live, but my schedule today has changed, so I will miss it. I want to say that this class has been just amazing, and I am happy that I was called to participate. Thank you so much for all your work and your efforts for the planetary evolution in connection. Have a wonderful class. We've appreciated having you in the class as well. And then here's a question that that's a good question that I'll pass over to Gregory and Gail, and then I'll add my thoughts to it. It comes from Sandra. She says, hello, can you please explain how to distinguish between intuition speaking or ego mind? I generally struggle with this because I have thoughts or chat chatter in my head. Sometimes I notice after things happen that I already thought or had a mini chat about the time I thought it was just my own brain being negative. However, sometimes things that happen could have been prevented if I had listened. Yesterday you mentioned if ego chat tells us to do something, do the opposite. But how do I tell which one is which? To me, all I hear is my own voice. So I cannot tell which one is my own paranoia or which one's my intuition. Sorry for the lengthy question. Thank you for an amazing journey. I've learned a lot and look forward to a very bright future. You guys want to tackle that?
Yeah, I'll start.
It's a good question.
That's a great question. So thank you so much for asking that, because I'm sure that that's something that we all deal with on this evolutionary path. And, you know, the first thing that I'm going to say about that is this class has really been about evolving from the heart. And we want to weigh and balance everything from that center. So that's what my suggestion is. That's what I personally do. I check in on my feelings. Do I really feel like the center of my being is resonating with whatever this message is? Does it feel like it is heart-centered? You know, the mind wants to give us all kinds of feedback. You know, it really wants to stay busy. And it has all kinds of ways of doing that. So, you know, it can be, you know, quite interesting to make those distinctions. And to me, the clearest thing is, how does it resonate and feel to you? You know, you always have to, whatever comes in your life, you've got to put it through your filters and then see where it really lands in you. And the heart is going to lead you in the right way. You know, the ego mind, you know, sometimes, you know, when we listen to the ego mind and things don't turn out so well, it's not a bad thing, because if we're awake, we will learn from it. And it would be a good thing to start learning when you follow the ego mind instead. Just notice what your body was feeling like. Notice what the energy felt like. And if you feel peaceful, if you feel your heart is opening, if you feel like you are centered with whatever that is coming through you, then I would mostly call that a distinction of knowing that that's intuition. You know, that is about connection. The intuition is really just another sense that's enabling you to get connected and get information, guidance, awareness that you can synthesize through your filters.
You know, there are certain key reflections that when I see those, I always know, uh-oh, this is my ego that's playing with things. One is, it's the way it works with separation. Like sometimes if we judge things, we're separating ourselves, and we are putting something or someone else in some kind of a position. So I see judgment is often a red flag for me. When I see the importance of myself being put above others, or I watch someone say, you know, do this and you'll be doing the right thing as opposed to what all the rest are doing, there's a sense of separation. You know, even the worst emotions within us are some flavor of enlightenment. Enlightenment is a whole spectrum. And so, you know, it's important for us to be open to the whole spectrum and feel negative emotions run through the body, but then be able to release them when we hang on to them. When we hang on to what was and try to work it out, that's definitely the ego mind, the smaller part of us working with things. You know, the part that gets caught up in the fear. That's what negative emotions are. Every single negative emotion, whether it's sadness or guilt or pride, it's a form of fear. And fear is what the small part of us uses to keep us, again, separate from the love that we are. So if I notice some of those flags, I will, you know, say, well, maybe this is not something to pursue. And it's why I think I told a story where I manifested this little flask of with my name on it, and then right away, or not right away, but then I accepted that as, okay, Spirit answered my request, but I'm not going to test Spirit. I'm not going to play shell games with God. Now prove to me this, or show me that, or I'm so powerful. Again, it's focusing on I, and that's the ego mind. So I try to stay away from that. And sometimes I've pushed that too hard in my life, and then seen that I do need to step into my power, but it needs to be from the heart space, like Gail was saying. So Daniel, why don't
you
share
it? Yeah, you bet. You know, it's really simple. The ego is not a bad thing. The ego is actually could be very good, a good thing. It's an ego that's run amok that's the problem. And so I think Gregory hit it, and so did Gail. If it's something that's repetitious, and you find yourself struggling with it, then I would say to get away from that situation quickly and kind of gain your composure and then go back to it. Or just allow things to be. As you said, it happened already. There's nothing you can do about the past. Just recognize that you did not pay attention to your own intuition and that you knew the answer. You knew what's right. It's kind of like taking a test. You know the answer, but then we get into a debate. Then the whole damn committee wants to jump in and tell us that we have the wrong answer. The truth is, you know. So one of the things, one of the ways that I go about that is I always go back to my very first instinct, my first thought about that particular situation. It's usually the correct one. So hopefully we answered that for you. And the thing that you need to give yourself some credit for is that you are in awareness. And you're aware of your thoughts, and you're aware that this is going on. And with practice, as we were talking about the other day, you'll learn to know which one is which. So thank you for asking that wonderful question. We have a question from Ontario, or have a comment about from Ontario. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good evening.
No, it's morning.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Sure. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Gregory. Thank you, Daniel, and everybody that's participated. It's been a wonderful course. Thank you, Daniel, especially. I had an aha moment after you answered my driving dilemma and parking the other day.
With the truck?
Yeah, I realize that driving for me I find is very therapeutic. You get out on the highway and I have Zen moments. And I mean, sometimes vehicles are there as obstacles. Sometimes they allow that perfect flow. And I realized how much I use driving to just get into the flow of life. And I realize now, looking back, even playing baseball, you get into the flow of the game. You talk to professional athletes, they say, yeah, well, I wasn't in the flow of the game, but when I did, I found it much better. So I think we all have moments, we all have experiences in our life where that flow has been such a synchronicity that all I have to do is remind myself that that's where I need to head. And those are the things I need to rely on more, and I'm on the right path.
Absolutely.
So thank you for prompting that thought process, because I think it's really got me to a point where, yeah, there is a lot of flow, and I just need to bring more of that in my life, not less.
All right. Good stuff. Anything, Gail and Gregory?
No, it's just wonderful to hear. Because, you know, once you take that step, then there's another and another, and it's just fun to watch the multiplicity of steps that happen after just that first aha step, and keep being open to more. That's all.
Good stuff. Thank you for your comments. Anybody else? Star 2? We want to hear from you. Let me go back to the web. We're going to wrap things up here if there are no more comments. Again, we want to thank you for being with us. And very shortly, in the next few days, if not by tomorrow, you will see an invitation to join us on December 10th at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time for an hour and a half as we teach and bring into existence a community of people that will be not only connected for that day, but connected through 2015 in setting intentionality and using the WeConnect. I'm really, really excited about it. Gregory and Gail, you haven't said anything about this, but because you sent it to me, and I hope I'm not outstepping my boundaries, but you have a new product as well that's even bigger and better than the WeConnect, right? Is that ready, or that was it just am I stepping my boundaries?
Okay. First, I don't want to say bigger and better. And often when I work with higher dimensional beings, they don't like the bigger and better thing. It's
okay, cool.
Different, and but it is very powerful. And what this tool is something that was designed to help with grounding, bringing into this dimension energies from the Pleiades. The Pleiadian beings are very involved with the consciousness evolution on planet Earth, and they're very desirous of being of service in that regard. So what it was is we were working with a woman, we still are, Christine Day, who was bringing through the Pleiadian energies, and what happened was she sent us some of her drawings and connected us in. And Gail and I could tune in to these beings and see what it was they were wanting us to create. And so we've created a form that is very involved, and we'll be putting pictures of it up on our website.
It's already there.
Yeah.
Called the Pleiadian form. I was the other day, though, spinning the Metatron's cube in the middle, Daniel. I mean, it has a Metatron's cube on corner that can be spun inside the form. And I was doing it again and again to take pictures. And I got a lot of videos of it. But then it was time for me to go someplace with Gail, and I had a hard time getting back into my body. I mean, it's still today. I'm a little spacey and out there. So yeah, it's a potent piece.
You know, it's interesting. Even though it came through these a Palladian council, it's really about reconnecting with our universal relationships. We look out and we're all mesmerized, looking out at the stars at night and seeing all the different galaxies that are out there. And, you know, I've always looked out there feeling like, you know, I have a connection out there. I feel that you know, somewhere there's a relationship. I feel very comforting feelings when I look out at the stars. And so this is reuniting us with a lot of those galactic heritage and energies. And it fuels us with the potential of greater evolvement and greater consciousness. And that's really what it all comes down to.
It is our galactic brotherhood and sisterhood that we're moving into, that the Pleiadians are helping to foster. So, you know, when we talk about divine spirit, divine power, and everything divine, there are so many beings that are inhabiting that space of divinity that are holding their hands out to support us into rising up into that new space of consciousness that they want to see the Earth. Yeah, I guess not only the beings on the earth, but the earth itself is transitioning at this time into a new level of being. And so this is what we can all be part of. So that's what this other tool is helping to.
Good stuff.
It is. It's all good stuff. And, you know, back to the conversation from our friend in Ontario, you know, it's so important to go play. Last night, Greg and I went out and did a little program that was, it was like an experiential opportunity to play with money. It was called the Money Game. It was something that had been created at Finhorn many years ago. And it's so important with, as we're evolving, as we're becoming more aware and conscious, just to get out there and play and have fun and realize that in that lightness of spirit and that playfulness, we are learning and creating so much. So I want to really urge everyone to, we're getting into the holiday season now, and with all that you've been learning and integrating here and working with, just get out and play and enjoy what comes to you.
Good advice. So be looking for that email to join us on this this community of WeConnect, and of course the Palladium product. If it's something that you choose to play with, you can go online and look for it. But until the next time that we all see each other again, and the next time that we all get to play together, and I am so in agreement with that. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to do that today. I've been all work. What did it say? All work and no play makes a very dull Dan. So I'm going to play just a little bit today, and I hope that all of you would do the same and recognize that none of this work is designed to be taken so seriously that it's pensive. It's designed to be childlike. And designed for us to find that place within us, that childlike place within us that allows us to play. Because I believe that in that space of playing, our hearts are opened, our minds are opened, our spirits are opened, and we learn so much better. So from us to you, we love you. We look forward to seeing you again. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Namaste.
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 The conference is now completed. Goodbye.